This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Teachers use a variety of tactics in the classroom to help students learn. They might try different teaching styles or have students do different activities to grasp a concept. There's also subtlety in teaching. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on efforts at one Austin middle school to focus on the psychology of effective learning.
Principal Lisa Bush doesn't want her teachers talking like this.
Oh, you're doing a great job. You're so smart. You're great.
That's right. She doesn't want teachers praising students like that. No, it's not because she's some evil headmistress. Over the last 3 years, Bush and her teachers have been thinking about different psychological practices. It made her realize how teachers speak to students makes a huge difference. So if a student gets an A on a test and the teacher praises him or her for being smart,
and then all of a sudden the kid starts thinking, I need to be smart, I need to do a great job, I need to be perfect all the time, I don't want to let my parents down, and then all of a sudden you have a kid that has, you know, ulcers and stress and stomach problems.
Or Bush says once the student gets a bad grade or struggles with an assignment, they shut down because they don't think they're smart. It's something the student might not even realize is happening, but teachers at Fillmore are trying to get rid of that kind of talk. Seventh grade math teacher Veronica Twining says it's been challenging to stop herself.
A couple years ago, I would have thought like, oh, I'm telling the kids how wonderful they are. Surely they're being encouraged, I'm motivating them, but not being aware that how I deliver feedback as I think that it's positive, so I think like I'm doing a good job, but it's more of like praising their efforts, not so much the outcome at the end. It's like the work.
In the middle of a lesson on fractions, Twining asks her students to write down the answer to a problem.
Which of these represents the ratio?
The answer to this particular problem is 5/4. But as she started calling on kids, many of them answered 1 1/4. In this case, that's wrong. But this is how she addressed it.
Okay, I like the way you all took it one step further, but by doing so, we lost the rate, we lost the comparison. But you're still applying those math skills. I like the way you all remembered what you're studying from the weeks past.
Talking this way also focuses on growth rather than perfection. That's another thing they're trying to do at Fillmore. Something that comes along with this is helping kids change negative thinking. Principal Bush says this is one of the big challenges in the classroom.
I can't do this. I can't do this. And that's a really hard obstacle to overcome with kids.
Bush says this kind of thinking is dangerous for a student because if they think they can't do it, they won't try. So over the last few years, teachers at Fillmore started working with students to develop what they call a growth mindset. How can a student approach every class or every assignment with focus and not necessarily to get the best grade?
Yeah, one more. Oh, right in your face.
Lucy Figueroa teaches 8th grade U.S. history at Fillmore, and she often sees her students giving up if they are stuck on an assignment. Now, she addresses that feeling head on.
What if you're starting to have a little bit of frustration, you're starting to get upset about your project, you're starting to get frustrated? What is something that we can do?
She calls in a few students to give suggestions.
I like that. Take a break, breathe, count to 10.
And it's working. One thing she's noticing is that her attendance is up. The vibe in her classroom is also different.
They're more positive. They're communicating more in the classroom. They're coming up and asking me about their grades. You know, what can I do to make up this zero that I missed because I was absent? And that's things that I haven't seen in previous years.
But I wanted to see this change myself. I talked to a few students in one of her classes. Nathaniel is in 8th grade.
Actually, I'm new to the school also.
He's diagnosed with ADHD. He says because of that, English is his toughest subject. He has trouble focusing on one assignment at a time. In the past, that's led to poor grades and feeling unmotivated. But he says his teachers at Fillmore helped him change his mindset.
You know, what did you used to do compared to what you do now, now that you have kind of different tools that you can use?
Back then, when I went to a different school, that school, like, they didn't really care much about it. School, usually I wouldn't really care, so when I would get like probably a bad grade in that school or if I had homework, I kind of hide it, but now I actually like do my work.
Fillmore started this approach just a couple years ago with a handful of teachers. They've since then rolled it out to the entire school. Claire McInerney, KUT News.